Very interesting passage in the sense that Jesus had a very specific mission, and his mission was to the people of Israel. This person was a Canaanite, one of the people that God removed from the Holy Land in order to give the Holy Land to the people of Israel. She comes seeking help. She doesn't fit in the box of what Jesus is supposed to do. But somehow, some way, this woman has come to faith, belief in Jesus. She calls him Lord, Son of David. Now, it would be one thing for an Israelite to call Jesus Lord or to call him Son of David. But this is a pagan. What has brought her to faith? That is the question. Because it is her faith that in some way, I don't want to say undermines, it kind of disturbs the pristine plan of God, of Jesus, only to go to the house of Israel. She has faith. And that is what is required for God to work miracles. She possesses it, and so Jesus says, may it be done to you, for you, let it be done for you as you wish. It is her faith that brings this about. You see, in the first reading, the people have no faith in God. No faith in him bringing about, I say they don't, but some do, but they're the minority, of bringing the people victorious into the promised land. It's okay for God to draw us forth from the Egyptians. It's okay for God to part the Red Sea. It's okay for God to feed us in the desert. But he cannot kick out these armies of the people of Canaan. Their limitation of who God is, what he can do, keeps them from believing in him. And so he says to them, okay, you say that I brought you out to the desert to destroy you? So be it. If that's where you are, if that's what your limitation of who I am for you is this, then so be it. It will be this way. But he will bring their children into the promised land. Children who have only been fed by manna, who have only eaten from the hand of God. Children who their whole life have been completely dependent upon God. They will have sufficient faith to enter into the promised land and to believe that God can bring about for them what he has promised. You might think God is being very heavy-handed in this. But this people that he's dealing with, they are locked in their mind about what God can and cannot do. And so in some way he's given up on this generation. But he will lead their children into the promised land. He will be faithful to what he has promised. I guess the question comes for us, how malleable is our faith? How flexible, how soft is our faith? Not in the sense of weakness, but in its ability to expand. Are we locked into a God that fits in this box that we've created from our birth and our childhood and growing up and this and that, and this is God, period. This is what he can do for me. This is what he cannot do for me. This is him. That is for sure not the kind of approach we want to have with God, for he is greater than any box, any idea any limitation that we would place upon him. Is your faith malleable? Is it formable enough to expand as God desires to act and move and reveal himself in your life and to do these things? Is your faith great enough to grow with your understanding of him? Be mindful of your faith. In some ways, your faith or the limits that you put upon it can become limits to God acting in your life. Allow your faith to grow as God's revelation of who he is in your life grows. Amen.